It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm sorry, you certainly got my pulse racing. That was a strong, masculine performance.
Gosh, lighten up, guys.
Oh, my God. Take the
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Nice. Well done.
I don't plan it. 877-365.
Yes, you do.
3636. Now, to be honest with you, there was one person who used to be associated with us. Did that pretty goddamn well, if I do say so. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don. If you're out there, I hope you're doing well. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Remind me, fellas, tomorrow to tell you about a purchase, and I can't believe I haven't talked about this all week.
What?
A purchase I made over the weekend.
Yeah?
And I made on Saturday, and I made it in an incredibly hungover state.
Really?
You're going to love this story.
Really?
I can't believe I forgot it, and now I... What? Excuse me. Bethann?
Not acceptable, Bethann.
Bethann, honest to Christ, come into the studio if you have something to contribute.
She talks in your ear.
She's got a PA system, ladies and gentlemen. In the headphones, and it is maddening.
She's very busy, Mike.
First of all, God.
What?
You're exasperated.
I just wanted to say hip hop abs.
That was her guess as to your purchase.
No, it was not abs. It was, I'll tell you all tomorrow.
Okay.
Please tomorrow, remind me because I'll forget.
Can
what
I
it
guess?
Is. Huh?
Can I have one guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it something inflatable with a face that always looks surprised?
You don't get those over the TV.
I know.
I got this over the TV.
Oh, it's a television purchase.
Yes.
Can we play Guess What You Bought tomorrow?
I will give each of you a guess right now.
Okay.
I will blow off Phonorama if you can guess what it is.
He's
otherwise,
blow
we'll
off
discuss
Phonorama.
It. No, I'm not going to do that. Phonorama, I'm from Connecticut. We have flat A's. All right. Yeah, I will give you all a hint, too.
Oh, good.
No, I'm not going to give you a hint.
Because you'll tell us what it is.
It's an infomercial. It's an infomercial. Uh-huh. Buzz?
Cooking device.
That's not a guess, Buzz.
Okay.
Well, but you should tell him yes or no.
I skipped a commercial, so
yes,
I
yes,
don't know.
It is. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, it's...
Yes, Joe.
You own the silver bullet, right?
No. Silver bullet. I own the silver bullet.
The magic
yes.
bullet.
Is it the pedicure?
No, it is not. Joe Ardinger is wrong. I'm sorry. Final.
I know what it is.
It's that thing that makes the omelets on the both sides, the left and the right.
Yes.
No, you are both wrong.
It's the folding thing.
No,
that
you're wrong.
Mine.
No,
yeah,
and that means
right.
it's time.
Agree.
No, I'm sorry. We
everybody
don't have any
talk.
Everybody
talk.
It's time for Phonorama, ladies and gentlemen. Before we get our last buzz of the afternoon, let's go to Jim in D.C. Jim, you are on.
Phonorama.
What can we do for you, Jim?
It's the George Foreman Grill.
No, it is not the George Foreman Grill,
cut
but thank you
out.
For guessing, and we are not doing that.
You know that's all you're going to get.
Oh, no, it's not.
Here's my question.
Yes.
Jimmy Weisskopf, he's still wearing Wayne Newton's hairdo?
Jimmy Weisskopf.
Jimmy.
The golfer?
Jimmy you mean Tom?
No, Tom Weisskopf.
Tom Weisskopf?
No, Jimmy. Jimmy Weisskopf there. Came aboard for business development for you?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
You mean someone who works at WJFK?
Yes.
I don't know anybody who works
None
here.
Of us do. We don't know what you're talking
about. Oh, but Bethann is here to help.
Okay, he's the guy with the really pretty smile that has the corner office that
Alan
that
looks like
and Dave Howard
house.
Used
That's
to
so
be in.
So many of them.
Jim Weisskopf.
I'm sure that I've met this guy four times and I didn't remember who he's talking about.
You would never forget his smile.
Do you know
Jimmy feel good. Oh, yeah.
Do you know Jimmy Weisskopf?
Tim McWilliams. Is he still looking behind his back?
Now, why do you know all these people, Jim?
Well, I just know some of these people from way back.
Okay, if you're not going to be, you're going to be coy with me. I'm going to blow you out of the water.
Phonorama.
Let's inside.
Let's go to Bruce in Spokane, Washington. Bruce, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Don't bring me down.
Mike, Rob, Buzz.
Hey,
hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hello, Joe. Hello, Bethann.
Okay, we got everybody, Bruce. What can we do for you?
I don't want to step on Buzz. Does he have the Roger Clemens story?
Uh-oh.
We've had Roger Clemens stories lately.
Hold on. Is this breaking news?
Not breaking. From this morning, probably.
Uh-huh. What do you have?
I missed it. What?
He's selling his Bentley to Brett Michaels of Poison.
Oh, that's
keep us posted.
Thanks for the big breaking news.
What does Jim Weisskopf think of that?
That's not breaking news. That's not a scoop.
Well, it's perfect, though, because with his integrity, his second career is a used car salesman. It's
okay,
perfect.
All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Greg in Sacramento. You are on
Phonorama.
Let's hope we get better. Greg from Sacramento, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We'll see.
Good day to you, fellas.
Good day to you, sir.
I just want to praise and compliment you on this new show, actually.
That's really?
Yes. Dare I say, maybe even better than the Don and Mike show.
Well, I don't need that, but I appreciate you supporting us. Really, I'll tell you. I will say this seriously about the show. Two things. All the guys that I work with, I'm talking about Buzz, Joe, Rabe, Beth Ann coming back, all these guys have stepped up, and they have helped me enormously to make this show what it is. Secondly,
I love it.
Secondly, we had the greatest tutor in the world.
Yes, we did.
That set the table for all of this to happen, and we are grateful to Don Geronimo for doing that as well. So we appreciate you listening, and keep supporting the show. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
And, you know, who gets tired of hearing those nice words? Let's go to Rob in Haymarket.
I'm tired. Sick to death of it.
Rob hates compliments.
Shut up.
Hey, Mike.
Yes,
guys,
Rob in Haymarket.
I absolutely love the show. Same thoughts as exactly as that last caller.
Thank you.
I had a question for you, but if Beth Ann is still within hearing distance, I guess I should say.
Well, this is how Rob. Hold on a second. Beth Ann!
Would you like her to be within hearing distance, or would
come to the studio? It's getting close to my birthday.
I think it'd be great because the idea of the show that I have not heard that's been implemented yet actually was proposed by Beth Ann, I do believe.
Here we go.
Oh, no. If you say wallet week, I'm going to kill you.
Week of wallets.
Beth Ann, where's my week of wallets?
I know.
No.
Later, guys.
No week of wallets.
Much later.
So happy with himself right there.
They can't get it out of their heads, Mike.
D-effing light.
All right, okay.
Week of wallets.
Okay, all right. You want to play? No, it's not.
I was parroting what every CHR radio station was doing across the country for women listeners.
Give me a...
She was parroting.
Give me a sentence.
Shut up, and I know I don't use the right word. I was copying.
Give me a sentence as to how we will sell Week of Wallets. Give me a concept.
You know I can't do that.
You can't because it sucks.
Oh, thank you.
Very good. Let's go. All right. Let's go to Sean in Virginia. Sean, you're on.
Phone-a-rama.
How are you, Sean?
Hey, Sean. Hey, Sean Patrick, actually. Just calling to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, well, that's a little early, but I'll take it. Well, did you hear that, everybody?
I did. We haven't even hung the banner yet.
Wasn't that great?
You can't find it.
Oh, man, do you hear that? He's the earliest one. Congratulations. I'm going to put you on hold because you've won a Mike O'Mara Show T-shirt. Thank you very much, Sean.
Yep. You know, we have birthday T-shirts just for Friday.
Birthday coming up on Sunday. Do you hear that, Brad? All right, let's take another call here.
This weekend?
He's shopping.
Oh, he's shopping? Okay, I'll try to catch him later. Let's go to Jeff in Rockville. Jeff, did you go out and get our free gas today that we were giving away?
I sure did. Thank you.
Oh, good stuff. How did the Junkettes and the Buzz Babes look out there today? Oh, your phone's dropping out. Yes, what?
There's this kid walking around taking pictures of him the whole day. He got the easiest job in the world.
I missed the whole first part of that.
He said there was a kid taking pictures. I'm guessing he's referring to Matt Goldstein.
Yes, he was out there with the girls.
Of course he was.
Lucky man, yes.
You know, Matt and his friend did this fake radio show to give to CK to maybe one day have a show on the weekend.
Yeah, they were doing a demo, doing an audition show. Yes, did you hear
any of
it? I
got to sit down.
Oh, look, who's having a seat.
You heard some of it?
It was good.
Well, that's good. I'm happy for him. I like Matt. Yeah. That's a good thing. Uh-huh. But it's you saying
it.
It's like the kiss of death.
No, it's not.
That's totally
Why
the
do
kiss
you do
of
that?
Death. It's like Beth Ann just said, Matt, if you're listening, uh-huh. Beth Ann just said, your show was good.
No, hold on. With that, with the kiss of death being said. Beth Ann,
why is it the kiss of death?
Why did you have to sit down to say
because
it
I
was
can't
good.
Believe I'm saying it?
Because she wanted to like make the dramatic moment, and here's what I do
Should
believe.
I turn some of the track lighting just so it points to you?
And Greg, I know you're on the line. Hold on a second. We will
you
get to you in a second.
Any,
I know.
Here it is. Secretly.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Secretly. And I mean this as sincerely as anything.
Yes.
She wants Goldstein.
No.
Really?
Yes.
Not CK anymore?
I'm leaving. It was fun.
Yes, she wants Goldstein. Yes, she does.
Sure she does.
All right,
she just wants to produce his show.
We got two more before we get to the buzz here. Greg from Virginia, you're on Phone-a-rama.
Phone-a-rama.
Hey, Miguel, I know you hate Idea Men, so this is really
It better be good, baby.
It's just a question.
All right, go ahead.
Any chance you could ever open up BYOB Friday to, like, one lucky listener a week?
You know what? I'll surprise you. Yes, you absolutely.
That might be nice at Christmas time.
I think someday. Someday.
You know why I'm laughing? Because you were completely sincere.
I am. I mean it like I mean nothing else.
You know what, Greg? I'll take it under advisement. I think it might be a lot of fun. We got to see how it goes. If I was a betting man, and I was talking to Chad Dukes about this the other day, they're playing.
But you are a betting man, by the way.
And I am a betting man. So. They're playing beer pong, and we're doing beer. I have a feeling I just predict at some point, it's too much fun.
I think the fuse is close to the dynamite.
Yes, and at some point they're going to come down from on high and say, hey, ixnay on the ooze bay. I just expect that to happen. I really do. I'll enjoy it as long as I can, and then we'll have a listener revolt.
Yeah, everyone had fun on the Titanic until it hit the iceberg.
Should be a lot of fun. All right, our final call on
Phone-O-Rama.
And then we'll get our first buzz. Let's go to, I have no idea what this name is. H-O-W-T-O-M. Would you guys like to hazard a guess?
Houghton. Hello.
Hello.
Houghton.
It's a Kansas name. Is that why you knew it? So
no, I just...
Houghton. Or this is Tom.
Mike, it's Kyle. K-Y-L-E.
Close enough.
Joe Artinger.
Exactly.
Of course it's Kyle.
Kyle, go ahead. What can we do for you? You're the final one on Phone-O-Rama.
Phone-O-Rama.
What?
Are you still playing on Poker Stars?
Yeah, Mike,
no.
Are you still playing on that?
No, actually, I've given that a rest, Tom. Kyle, I've given that a bit of a rest. I don't do that anymore.
Or whatever your name
that's
is.
That's the last call on Phone-O-Rama. And we appreciate everybody calling. I thought we had a little more time with them that time, right?
I like that.
And
nice.
Now, without further ado, let's get to our final buzz of the day with Mr. Buzz Burbank. I know he saved up a lot of juicy stuff for the end of the news today.
Good stuff, always.
Mm-hmm.
And today, the IRS, like Columbo, has just one more thing to say about these economic stimulus rebate checks. While some of you still haven't gotten yours, some of you have gotten two of them. These things are going to happen, says IRS spokesman Dan Boone. He's sending out 76 million of them or so. But don't expect the IRS to help clean up the mess it's made. It's up to you to either send the check back or, in the case of automatic deposit, have your bank send it back.
Ugh.
And Daniel Boone says, whatever you do.
Daniel Boone, he was a man, you know.
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. Great man.
He says, don't cash the check.
The big thing is don't cash it. Once you have cashed an erroneous check, then you technically have access to that money, and the IRS is legally obligated to charge you interest.
Maybe twice.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Well, see, if you get the two checks in the mail, you know you're supposed to get one.
Right.
Everybody knows they're supposed to get one. So if they get screwed, I'm saying, what the hell? At first, I was going to say, how dare they, you know, they put interest on that. But the fact is, you get two checks.
You're a crook.
You don't
steal.
You're
a crook if you keep it. But they were the ones who put us into that situation, and we're the ones who have to do all the paperwork to clean it up. Get ready to sit down and do some more IRS paperwork, says Dan.
You should write void on the endorsement section on the back of the check, and then attach a note indicating that this is a return of an erroneous stimulus payment check.
And two cereal box tops.
And after that, what you should do is go down to your local 4th of July fireworks store. You purchase a small black cat firecracker, and you put it down there where the digested food is, and light it.
I've seen that at my fireworks stand, buy two, get one free.
I'm starting to think already about fireworks. I'm getting excited. Are you going to do homemade stuff?
Perhaps upstairs.
Oh, man.
Been a while.
They wouldn't let us.
They did last time.
It is easier to get forgiveness than permission.
You almost yelled Beth Ann, but all you did was
I know. When he said that, he said that, I stopped. All right, shut up. All right, go ahead.
No, but you know what?
No, I know what we're going to do. We'll do it.
Next story.
We'll do it. We just have to have wireless microphones up on the roof.
Keep in mind who we'd have to get permission from. It's a piece of cake. It's Bob. Bob wants us to go.
Okay. I know people can hear me, Beth Ann. I know you can hear me, but that would... Wednesday... Wednesday the 2nd of July.
All right.
We're going to have some fun.
That's right.
I'll give you a little... I'll make sure you get a little stipend. You can handle the acquisitions.
I'm not your man for that.
Who's the man for that?
Joe has always been the fire.
Joe Artinger to the studio, please.
Joe makes his own.
When it comes to alcohol, tobacco, or firearms.
Joe makes it in the basement.
What was the deal? We couldn't get anything that went way out there?
We couldn't get anything that shoots.
Yeah, you can't get anything that goes over like 15 feet for Virginia.
But we can get, like, we can make
it. I love the stuff that screams.
Firecracker Day.
Oh, yeah, the cuckoo like whistles. Yeah.
All right, so we get to.
Whistling biscuits.
Joe.
Biscuits. Hoosker do's and Hoosker don'ts.
I'll make arrangements, get a little cash your way. You load up, and we have a whole segment devoted to
that. Okay? Anything we buy from one of these parking lots around here is perfectly legal.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you. All right. July 2nd. Look for it.
And really, it's not about the fireworks. It's celebrating independence.
It's celebrating America, Ron.
Thank you. The independence of America.
Goddamn patriotic is what it is.
Well, that's what you've always been, Mike.
The hell am I whispering for?
Speaking of taxes, as we were, get ready to pay one on your speeding ticket.
Yeah, Mike.
It's a gasoline tax aimed at helping cash-strapped police departments buy enough gas to keep the cruisers rolling.
So they give you a fine and then you pay a tax on top of the fine?
They're adding a tax to the fine.
Oh, F that.
In the suburb.
This is are we free?
Well, we'll
find. Are we free?
We'll find out July 2nd.
Are we free? Look, they're all getting upset now.
Oh, no.
I know you are.
The crowd is revolting.
Yes.
They certainly are.
I'm going to stun them.
They stink on ice.
I don't think we're free. Oh, I said it.
There's going to be a fight.
Here's where it starts. In the suburb of Atlanta, speeders will soon pay an additional $12 on their speeding tickets to cover the cost of the gas it took to pull
them. That's a light town anyway.
Pull them over.
That's a lightweight town. That's a pain in the ass town. That's a little crap town that tries to have big events and they always suck.
You better be careful if you're exceeding the speed limit on Peach Street.
You're talking about the suburb of Holly Springs in Georgia.
I'm talking about Atlanta, where every Super Bowl that was ever in Atlanta was always a CF of biblical proportions.
And see, if this idea was limited to that place, then you might be okay.
And incidentally, when I say biblical, because at certain points in the Bible, you can read it when Jesus says, hey, this is a complete CF.
That's right. And you know what? Atlanta was the first time that there was a Super Bowl where there was a snowstorm in a southern climate.
Did you get out on Sunday or Monday? Did you stay for the game for that one?
I think I was so hungover that I had to stay till Monday.
I think I might have taken a flight out on Saturday and beaten the weather and watched the game from the comfort of my living room. It was one of the most satisfying departures from a city. I just remember Atlanta. For a while there, they had the Olympics. They had the Super Bowl. Atlanta.
Right.
And it was always too small. They didn't have enough hotel rooms.
Right.
The highways were, inadequate for these big.
The infrastructure.
The infrastructure was totally inadequate. That's what I remember about
it. I call it Hotlanta.
Hotlanta,
that's
yes.
That's funny, Buzz.
Yes,
thank
that you. Wonderful climate they have also.
Fuel prices have now eaten up nearly 60% of the Holly Springs Police Department's annual budget.
I am so going to bang Holly.
Quoting the chief, I was hearing that airlines, pizza deliverers, and florists were adding fuel charges to their services, and I thought, why not police departments?
We're going broke at the florist, sir.
This is unacceptable, so we're going to charge you.
And here's why you have to be concerned about what this little suburb is doing, because the chief there says he's now heard from dozens of police officials across the country.
Yeah, of course.
All of whom want to do the same thing.
These little poorly fiscally managed, towns.
Chief Wiggum is on the line.
Yes, here we go. What I'm going to do, is that Chief Wiggum?
No, that's
Chief
the mayor.
That's the mayor.
Mayor Quimby,
Mayor Quimby will say what we'll do is charge you extra.
That's right.
What a bunch of crap. It really is just... You've got cities, and I live in a small city.
Yes.
A tiny city. Thank you very much.
Small town America.
A tiny...
Washington, D.C.
A tiny tax-happy city. Mm-hmm. And it sounds perfect for them. They'll jump on this, too.
Of course they will.
Couldn't suck enough.
Well, police in Orlando have arrested a man who modified his Ford pickup truck with an 800-gallon gas tank.
Oh, my God. That's like the size of the truck.
Almost. If you're careful, though, you can hide it. You see... It's your right to have an 800-gallon gas tank unless you hang suspiciously around a gas station with a gas pump key in your pocket.
Oh, I get it.
And the 800-gallon tank is hidden below the horizon of the side wall.
That's happening more and more now.
The truck's cargo bed, yeah.
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
You know how much that would weigh?
Yeah,
It would weigh like over 3 tons.
His gas mileage is probably horrible.
It is, I'm sure.
You see the truck just chugging away, barely able to get by.
Yeah, the front wheels aren't on the ground.
Just enough to get you by.
Well, police obviously believe this was not just a one-man operation, but part of a gasoline-stealing ring.
Very scary, Buzz.
Now, the last time Americans liked an idea that George W. Bush liked, a lot of people got shot. But we're talking gasoline prices here. The idea this time is more offshore drilling, and not the kind Vince Vaughn does. Drilling, oh, yeah, drilling for oil.
Buzz Burbank, ladies and gentlemen.
There he is.
He's here all week.
Marvelous.
We're talking about drilling for oil, and the water's just off the U.S. coastline, so we don't have to rely so much on expensive imports.
I don't know. You know, they're saying it's just off the coastline, but in many cases, it's far enough out where, you know, it's not like you're looking at your beachfront property and staring at an oil
rig. It's 20 feet outside the dock of Ocean City.
I don't know where I line up on this. It's
a tough
such
one
a confusing
right now,
issue.
Especially.
Here's the deal. Is it really going to make that big a difference?
And it's not going to. If it makes any difference at all, it'll be a year.
And if it makes any difference at all, it'll be for the pockets of the oil companies who do the drilling, I would think.
Yeah, and the drilling around here so they don't have to buy it from overseas.
Here's how people line up. The president's all for it.
Of course. And shocker.
Come on. When's he ever been wrong?
Mm-hmm. Slow with the rub and...
John McCain says...
Why I played
that. Was John McCain.
No, John McCain says me too.
Okay.
But the idea of more offshore drilling makes environmentalists and Barack Obama cringe. They'd rather see us continue our progress with electrics and alternative fuels.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of progress.
Doesn't that make sense? I mean, we got to chuck oil. It's limited. It's a limited resource, so that makes sense to me.
I'd say build two or three derricks in the Potomac, and that's it.
What could it hurt?
I mean, let's take a peek.
No, not the Potomac, Rob.
You don't think?
You wouldn't want to foul that water.
I know. Like, I think in Waldorf, there's this pond.
Oh, I bet it's full of oil.
Yeah, I think it's a good pond. I don't know the name of it.
Waldorf's Pond.
Toddy Pond. Yes. Waldorf Pond.
Build the derricks before it freezes over.
That's right. Watch out for the pond.
Well, average Americans, meanwhile, stuck with paying these stressful gas prices, are looking for quick relief, and that would be the reason a new survey shows that 2/3 of Americans are again with the president on this one.
Let me get rid of this call for a second. Hold on a second. Marie, this is a leftover from Phonorama. Marie from Fairfax, yes, what can we do for you, darling?
Hey, I just wanted to wish you an early birthday and was wondering if I can bring a gift by the studio sometime. It's for imbibing purposes.
Oh, absolutely, Marie. I'd always
nice.
Accept
Make
a gift.
Make sure it's sealed.
God bless you, darling. Thank you so much for the early birthday wishes. I'm thrilled.
That's nice.
Okay, I'll bring it by maybe on Monday.
Oh, you know who this is? I bet this is Blind Marie.
Yes, it is.
Blind Marie!
Hey, Marie!
How are you, sweetheart? How's everything going?
Everything's going great.
That's really nice of you to call. Please wait until you get a ride. We don't want you driving here.
I was planning on walking. It's not that far.
Oh,
okay,
good.
That'll be fine.
No, but I'll bring it by on Monday.
Cool. Look forward to it. Thank you, Marie.
All right, thanks.
Bye,
thanks,
sweetie. Bye. Let's take one more call, and then we're done here. Chris, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, hey, Mike. How are you? How's everybody?
We're doing great. What can we do for you? We're in the middle of the Buzzcast here.
Yes, I know. I was just hanging on with my iPhone. I just wanted to say how good the chemistry is with this whole radio show.
I really couldn't disagree more, Chris.
What the hell are you talking about?
I
did really bad in chemistry.
I don't like these people. I really don't.
I'm talking at the same time.
Chris, thank you for the support, and thank you for the call, and thanks for hanging on to tell us, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Thanks a lot. Okay, Buzz, we got to wrap this segment
up. 2/3 of Americans say they favor more offshore drilling. Only 18% of us are against it, and 15% just can't decide.
And for some reason, I just want to ask the Buzz Babes about drilling.
I'm with you.
I really do.
Hope you're in favor of it.
Hello, Allie.
Times are tough. Experts on the economy say stop your whining. That's our story when we come back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.